I'm Tanzina Vega, and we're back with The Takeaway. And while the world had its eyes on protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin over the shooting of Jacob Blake, dozens of protesters were arrested in Louisville, Kentucky after a massive demonstration demanding justice for Breonna Taylor. It's been more than 5 months since Louisville police officers fatally shot the 26-year-old EMT in her own home, and people nationwide are still calling for answers about Breonna Taylor's case in the streets and on social media. But some of the online and offline activism has translated into real-world policy changes in Louisville. Keturah Heron was behind some of that change. She's a policy strategist at the American Civil Liberties Union of Kentucky.
I think the biggest piece of policy that we have seen is the passing of Breonna's Law, which bans no-knock warrants here in Louisville, Kentucky. And it also requires police officers, when they do any type of warrant, that they have to have their body cameras on 5 minutes before they go and 5 minutes after the warrant is complete. We've also seen the Louisville Metro Council propose a couple other things. And so now police officers, after they are involved in a police shooting, whether it's a fatality shooting or not, anytime the weapon goes off, they have to do a drug and alcohol screening within 2 hours of that incident.
What was the process like to get Breonna's Law passed?
Myself and the team at ACLU and some other folks in the community started actually drafting a version to end no-knock warrants. And we were maybe 2 days into the draft, and we found out that Metro Council members were actually planning on filing something at the end of the week. And so after speaking to them, we actually just gave them our very, very rough draft. I mean, it was so rough that I only actually read through the whole thing once. And so we gave that to them. And once we gave it to them, they actually used a lot of our language in the first initial draft that was filed. And at the end of the day, the language that we originally put in there was a language that the community was fighting to take out. And so policy is very interesting and strange. I think that you had the pressure of the community. I think that leadership within Metro Council was trying to find an answer. They wanted to do something. And so I think that they definitely felt that pressure. I also think one thing that's interesting is when you called the Louisville Metro, when you called the mayor's office, when you called City Hall, as soon as you called, the phone rang once, and then a voice recording came and it said, if you were calling in regarding Breonna Taylor, press 1. For all other inquiries, press 2. And so I think that that just shows the power of what was happening in the city, and that Metro Council felt that pressure to pass it. And then I also think that some of the folks on Metro Council knew that this was a tactic that was outdated and dangerous.
Now, we're talking about Metro, but let's broaden this out to the Kentucky State Legislature. They're also considering a version of Breonna's Law, from what we understand. What's the likelihood that that will pass at the state level?
Representative Attica Scott has filed a version of Breonna's Law to end no-knock warrants, very similar to what was passed at Louisville Metro. She added the alcohol and drug piece to her bill after any type of police-involved shooting. I do think that we will see a version of Breonna's Law pass on the state. What the final version looks like, I'm not sure. And I've been very clear to folks, it's my job to make sure that we get the best version of Breonna's Law passed statewide.
Going back to the city for a second, you know, one of the things that is talked about a lot when it comes to police reform is also the ability to have a civilian complaint review board. Is that part of what you expect to see in terms of changes at the city level?
Yeah, so currently there is a civilian review work group, and we are in the process of creating legislation to decide what this board should look like, of what powers this board should have. Should they just be looking at LMPD or the police department, or are they going to be monitoring other things within the city? And who should be on that board? The thing and the issue is that it's been very clear from community and from folks on this board that we want to make sure that this group has subpoena powers. If the board that we create here locally in Louisville, if we want that to have subpoena powers, that is something that we would have to go to the state legislators for them to allow to happen. It would be something that would have to be legislated at the state level.
We've been talking on The Takeaway about Breonna Taylor's case and particularly the activism surrounding the case. And that's continued to grow exponentially. And we've seen everything from, and Keturah, I'm sure you've seen this, the cover of O Magazine, the cover of Vanity Fair, billboards that Oprah Winfrey's bought in the community, something called BreonnaCon. How do you feel about the sort of national attention that this case is getting? Is there the risk of sort of trivializing what's happening on the ground and some of the work that local activists are doing when it gets to this point?
I think that this is a very complicated question. And one thing that I just want to lift up is, if there was no national attention around Breonna Taylor, I'm not sure that we would be where we are today as far as having our eyes and fighting for justice for her. I think that what you see in jurisdictions and communities, that the local media and the city or the police department or the mayor's office, they do a great job of keeping stories under wraps. And I think that that's what we first saw in Breonna Taylor's case, is that many folks didn't even know that it happened. You heard that there was some type of incident happen, but you didn't know really what happened. And I think that when you get the national attention, you start to get more details. That pressure comes on from the city. The mayor has gotten more pressure. And so they didn't have to just answer to the people in Louisville, Kentucky. Now we're having to answer to the people across the state and then the people across the nation. And so I think it's one of those situations where it's a gift and a curse. If there's not national attention, do families start to receive justice? I think that when you see different pictures and posters, I believe that people, especially artists, they express themselves in different ways. And right now we are in a very traumatizing era around Breonna Taylor, around George Floyd, and then what we just saw a couple of days ago, Jacob Blake. And we have to allow people to express themselves. We have to know that people have the best intentions, and that if names like Breonna Taylor or names like Jacob Blake or George Floyd, if they weren't getting national attention, I don't know if we would be seeing justice for them.
Keturah Herron is a policy strategist at the American Civil Liberties Union of Kentucky. Keturah, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.